Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the New World Order crowd is capitalizing on the tragic events in London yesterday. G8 leaders vow victory against terrorism. I got a bunch of emails from in and around England and Europe that I want to go over. I mean, literally hundreds of them. We posted quite a few of them on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We got Jack Blood joining us for about 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And then an expert on African terrorism who lived in Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, will be coming on as well for an hour and tying into how they use the threat of terrorism to set up a police state there and merge that with a debate and the situation in London. All those developments are coming up. But let's continue with your phone calls right now. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana, then Thomas, David, Rodney, Ron, and others. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, on yesterday's program, you said that England's on the verge of revolution. So the people in England, I don't know what they're doing. I listen to Paul Watts. But what is the poll saying up there? They believe the government's behind it or not?
Well, they haven't had those polls. I mean, you know, it took us years of exposing government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11 to have national polls of, do you think this ridiculous thing is true? And then the majority go, yes, we do. And CNN freaks out and pulls their hair out on that stupid Anderson Cooper show.
Yes, sir.
Every caller we had from England thought it was an inside job. Every email we've gotten from England thinks it's an inside job. But obviously, we've got an audience that's, you know, predominantly already of this view. I asked them specifically, caller after caller from England and Scotland and Ireland yesterday.
Yes, I know.
And they all said that half the people they're talking to think it's an inside job, and the other half think the government's going to use it for bad things. But, yeah, they're trying to pass national ID cards over there, and the Brits aren't going to put up with it.
Well, I'm just going to say, they're going to use this to bring Blair's rating up. Now, you watch and see, even if they got to lie about it. You know what I mean? They're going to use this.
Well, in the past, terrorism really made the people rally around the leader, and it did help them. But more and more, it's not working for the globalists. Believe me, London is a beta test for something that will dwarf 9/11. That's why we got to get out there now and expose it so
yes,
it blows up in their face, pun intended.
Well, me and my wife and a friend went to a little sandwich shop last night. We was tired. My wife was so tired she didn't want to cook. And everybody was talking about it. And Mr. Jones, so help me. There must have been 20 people there. And they all agreed. They said, this is another government op. And a little sandwich shop right down here in Walker. I was so proud. You know, I was so proud to be around these people. People are not stupid.
Praise God.
Yeah, and 20 people. I mean, everybody agreed. And I stood up and I said, you all agree? They said, yes, we agree with this. We all agree with it. I'm telling you, people are waking up, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
And thank you for what you're doing, son.
I hope the analysts out there are listening.
Don't forget to plug the tapes. Now, that's the most important thing. That's how we can get it out.
Well, you know, it's people like you, Charles. You've called before. Well, you've given out over 5,000 tapes in your area, and look what it's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a small area, but I got Satsuma and Walker, and I'm working on another one now. It's kind of hard, but it's something like last night makes it worth it, Mr. Jones. You feel good. You see your work coming to the top, you know?
Well done. I appreciate your call. Very well done, Charles. Thomas in Mass. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay. You know, mentioning, you know, inside jobs and all of that, and obviously more and more people are becoming aware of the fact that people are trying to cover up the actual fact. As a matter of fact, there's a new film about 9/11 out right now that's very popular from an individual named Dylan Avery called Loose Change. Are you familiar with that film?
Yeah, no, we just talked about it earlier.
Ah. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's pretty good. We put a clip of it up on PrisonPlanet.com to promote it.
All right. Cool. And one more question. I heard a rumor years ago that you said that your mentor was a guy named Gordon Novell. Is that true? And if so, what...
Well, just stay there. I'll answer your question on the other side. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement, which literally merges us, one of the final steps for the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which is just like the EU started as the, you know, the Free Trade Area of Europe, or the European Economic Community, to be precise in the name, is the end of our sovereignty. A dollarized currency. We're talking about the merging our military and police. It's all over the big Canadian and Mexican newspapers, and Venezuelan and Guatemalan newspapers. The average American is totally unaware of this. That passed the House last Friday, passed the Senate last Friday, the full Senate. It's now in the House on the verge of passing. They're talking about Alberto Gonzalez for the Attorney General becoming on the Supreme Court. Now Novak, who's got the inside, who said, you know, a week before, or 5 days before, that O'Connor was going to be leaving, he's now saying Rehnquist may leave in the next week. Regardless, he's going to be leaving in the next 6 months. I mean, the guy's literally hanging on to life by his fingernails. That's happening. We have got all this forced drugging, and we're fighting the New Freedom Initiative. We've got the open borders and the Border Patrol being ordered to stand down. We're on the verge of more government-sponsored terrorism at any time. We're in a very dangerous position right now. And I've got the G8 rallying and trying to promote their police state. I've got all this news and your calls and like 100 emails. I want to read like 10 of them. Some of them are lengthy. We got two guests coming up. If I spent all day responding to the mythology and the propaganda and the just ridiculous lies that are told about me, we wouldn't have a broadcast. We'd be like all the other Patriot shows that are failures because they just descend into COINTELPRO taking the bait. But we got open phones, folks, and we take your calls, unless you're one of my stalkers. It's a few of those. Thomas in Mass called in. Some stations may not have heard it. He's on with us right now. We'll go to him in a second. And he propagated, he asked the question, just one of the more ridiculous of the things that's been said about me. And responding to it, people say, well, why don't you respond? Because then there'll always be someone new with these recycled lies. You'll have to respond to that, respond. But just so people know why I don't respond, just if it's pure lies, I won't respond. If somebody's trying to fight with me on some issue with the New World Order, or it's, you know, Ben Chertoff, you know, the cousin of the Homeland Security Director, writing giant front page, you know, magazine articles attacking me savagely and lying about me, I'll respond to that. But just kangaroo craziness, let me just say it for you right now. I am not the 55-year-old Alex Jones who is a public relations person for Scientologists. I don't know any Scientologists. I am not a Scientologist. I just said this 2 days ago. I am not the billionaire Alex Jones who owns factories in Canada. I'm not 70-something years old. Okay, folks? I am not Alex Jones, the accomplished photographer and videographer who lives in Austin, Texas. There are so many Alex Joneses. I am not the Alex Jones that runs the Shorenstein Center. Okay? And then on this other issue, I have been at a St. Andrews lunch one time where my sister goes to school. She's like 15 years younger than me. Back when Bush was governor. And I have actually sat at the same table with George Bush and eaten a barbecue. I have also confronted George Bush when he was governor years later and been arrested. And I have protested outside the governor's mansion. And so I have been closer to George Bush than I have been closer to Gordon Novell, who we've had as a guest. And Gordon Novell, I don't even think he's a bad guy, number one. I think I've been around him three times, once at a mass dinner after a Waco remembrance, I think on the 6th anniversary or 7th anniversary. And I didn't even sit at the same table with him, but I did talk to him. And he was involved with the CIA exposing the Kennedy assassination. He was involved also in helping get the FLIR footage out of the public of the feds shooting the Davidians. And then one other time I was at a Patriot dinner and he was there and I had him on as a guest once. And then some crackpot goes on the radio and says, he's my mentor, he's a billionaire, he controls me. Number one, Gordon Novell, I don't even think he's a millionaire. And I'm controlled by Gordon Novell. So, no, you got it wrong. George Bush, because I was arrested by him and I was near him. And one time about, must have been 8, 9 years ago, I ate at a table with George Bush. I ate sausage, folks. So does that answer your question? I also protested Bill Clinton, so I must be under Bill Clinton's control. So anybody I get close to ever, I'm controlled by. Does that answer your question, Thomas? Enough time on that?
Yes, I was just trying to
clear it up for the next 50 people, too. Listen, anything else? You want to talk about how we're on the verge of having nuclear attacks with smallpox being released? Does that concern you?
Yes. What also concerns me is what people are actually doing about it.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, again, this is what I deal with, folks. It's just classic. It's just classic. And it's the type of... What you have is sniveling losers who are egomaniacs, who don't have lives, who I've never even done anything bad to, who literally are mad that I work 18 hours a day. Who I guess wish they weren't lazy, and so they make up other, the same person that said that made up other ridiculous things about me. And again, this broadcast is not about Alex Jones. Okay? I mean, there's whole websites dedicated to how I'm this 55-year-old Scientologist. Folks, I'm 31 years old, okay? One thing George Bush said that's true. There is no way to disprove a negative. It's like if somebody stands up at a press conference and says, there are reports that you raped your wife. I mean, what does that mean? How are you supposed to respond to that? And there is no way to respond. You can even sue the person and win, but people remember the headline. So there is a disease in the Patriot movement and in the Truth movement where literally about half the time is spent because they're provocateurs. Some of them are government agents. Most of them aren't. They're just egomaniacs who literally, I mean, I've seen it, folks. I do radio interviews every day. And when I do these interviews, you know, on a small AM station, I might be talking to 5,000 people. That's still huge. Or on some big syndicated show, I might be talking to 16 million people per hour. I get excited. My adrenaline gets up about that because I'm a realist. I know, man, I'm talking to a big crowd. But I see these other individuals. You get in front of a crowd of 100 people, folks go crazy. It's like primitive monkey behavior. Oh, man, I'm in front of a big crowd. I'm a tribal leader. They have to physically see the crowd to be able. They can't visualize it. This is a psychological example of the things we face. And then people act weird. They get on power trips. They start fights. Folks, it isn't about that. You're going to lose your pension funds. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose control of your children. You're going to live in a total police state with troops on the street corners. I mean, I'm actually upset about this. I'm actually worried about this. I actually don't get to spend a lot of time with my family, even though I love to do that more than anything else. Because all I do is work, folks. I mean, I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning last night, you know, working on making some new films. And I'm not, and again, folks, I would much rather have been in bed. I was exhausted. But and again, we've just spent 7-8 minutes on this. It's shameful. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves whenever you go around parroting just total. Folks, let's say I'm a reptoid from planet Kluklor, okay? I mean, let's suppose that's as legitimate as I'm a 55-year-old Scientologist, okay? Does it matter if I'm a reptoid from planet Glugglebob? No, the information is what matters. It doesn't matter if Alex Jones is a good guy or a bad guy. Folks, I'm the most genuine person, and that's why I have the biggest audience, because people in their guts know for all my foibles, all my interruptions, all my perseverating, all of it. People know it's real. This is real, folks. The New World Order is real. I predict what the New World Order is going to do. I understand what the New World Order is going to do. I live my life doing this, and we need soldiers. We need leaders. We need people to go out and talk about real issues and fight the land grabbing and fight the gun grabbing and fight the CPS child grabbing and fight the vaccine contamination and fight the DU our troops and the Iraqis are being exposed to. We've got to get our heads screwed on straight. I mean, they got manuals on COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO has people out there that disseminate lies and attack others in a movement to bring it down. You fools! I know most of you don't buy into this, but just you can hear the just gibbering mindlessness. And I can always tell in somebody's voice, you know, just the gibbering idiocy. You are not connected. You are not on. Your head is not screwed on straight. You need to be slapped upside the head and by reality to realize we're facing serious issues for the species itself. If you were connected to God, if you had the Holy Spirit, if you had any thimble of discernment, if you could grasp anything, you would know what was serious. You would know what needed to be focused on. Okay, there you go. Totally wasted time, folks. Let's go ahead and... I'm tempted, though, to do a whole show attacking all these people because I would destroy them. But you know what? We've got to stay focused on the New World Order. We've got to defeat them. That's the citadels of power. That's the pyramidal enemies that are launching attacks on us. You know how bloodthirsty the globalists are? Do you know how close we are to just all-out enslavement, folks? But we're in the fight. We need every one of you to stay focused on real issues and to stay focused on the New World Order. We are on a razor's edge. It could tip either way. We need you to put out the maximum effort now against the enemy. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in Florida. David, go ahead.
Alex, that was not wasted time because, let me tell you, my heart was racing and I was really scared to even tell you what I'm about to tell you. But after what you've just said, I felt like I just went to church. I mean, I am so pumped now to tell you. I work here in Florida. I'm in the space industry. I'm starting to shake. I'm starting to nervous about this. But I'm going to tell you what the next event is going to be. I don't know if you know that NASA was losing money. They're trying to shut us down. Well, that's what the Deep Impact Project is about. It's something to detour everybody from Bush and all of this 9/11 stuff and the war, because they figured if they could do something catastrophic, that they can get us to be submissive again.
Well, stay there and give us your kernel of info when we get back. Just stay there, David, and then You can get it out on the other side, and we'll talk to Rodney and Ron and William and others. Stay with us, folks.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have the motives for the bombings yesterday in London, and that in the past that these very individuals have carried out terrorist attacks as a pretext for control and to legitimize their policies, and now the evidence of prior knowledge is pouring out. It is just all over the place, and we'll be recapping that with Jack Blood coming up here in about 10 minutes. Let's try to get through some more of these calls. David in Florida, get to the info for us, and I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just do this real quick.
You're saying you work for NASA.
No. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I thought I got that from you. You said NASA. I work here. Okay, go ahead.
No. I work in the space industry.
Okay.
But NASA have been losing their funding, and
they have been. So, I mean, tell us.
So, if the government said you could do this for us, we'll help you out. So that's how they stayed afloat. They did this deep impact.
Well, now you said the next. You say you know what the next event is. Do you have any evidence?
The shuttle, when it goes up, it's going to be forced to come down due to a meteor shower. The meteor shower is the explosion fragment from Temple 1's explosion on July 4th at 1:52 a.m., which was almost 10 times bigger than what they were expecting.
Temple 1 was millions and millions of miles away of something ridiculous.
But an explosion with nothing to slow it down in space? Think about it.
Do you have any mathematic equations to show that?
Not that I can give you.
Is this what people are saying internally inside NASA?
Yeah, there's a bunch of groups that are speaking about it. There's one group in California called Sabacor who's really, they've been discussing it.
But I thought Temple 1 wasn't any coming anywhere near the Earth, so how would...
Temple 1 is the reason why the Vatican almost illegally built their observatory in Arizona and bypassed all political red tape to build it for that.
I'll say it's weird to send a probe and smash it into it.
It's to cause the comet will not, it won't hit us. The dust fragments will. That will be the freak meteor shower here in about a week or two. And then the comet itself will come between us and the sun, pulling out our electromagnetosphere, causing the solar flares to be able to penetrate us, basically radiating people. And that's why...
Okay, hey, listen.
They're putting all the bases underground, and they're closing other military bases.
They're closing other military bases. All right, well, David, call me back. When is this supposed to happen?
The shuttle launches on the 13th. And it'll be while it's in orbit. It's like predicting a baby. They can't.
Well, I know NASA is all into the occult, and the names of their projects are all occult. And look at what happened to Apollo 13. Is the launch really on the 13th?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And again, I don't believe in superstition and numerology and all that, but the globalists do. They're obsessed with it. But I mean, the vastness of space, folks. Temple 1, that pickle-shaped thing. I mean, it's way out there. And, they... sent a couple hundred pound, thing into it, and it caused an explosion. Help us. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm worried about the globalists nuking us. They say the terrorists are going to nuke us. They're going to release smallpox. I know how ruthless the globalists are, but. Instead, we seem to be, and I'm not trying to poo-poo the caller, but we're worried about comets.
Yeah, you got all kinds out there, but I'm more...
I tell you, a comet sure is romantic, so,
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of questions about some statements that Bush made about, he's urging Americans to be... Well, actually, the word they used was he's warning Americans to be extremely vigilant.
Yes, we better be afraid. We better give up all of our liberties to them or the evil terrorists will get us.
Okay, now something else that I didn't hear very much about other than from your website, and this was concerning the two small explosions up in New York. Now, my question is, Alex, how many hours behind or ahead?
Let me be specific. They had reports of 10 bombings, 8 bombings in England. They had reports of, thousands and all this. That wasn't correct. In all the hysteria, somebody took a BBC article, put a new date on it, and put it out that there had been some firecrackers or something, detonated. That was actually back in May on Election Day. So that was a false report. We corrected that within minutes.
No, I'm talking about the two explosions up in New York at the British Embassy yesterday.
No, that was old. That was old.
Oh, my goodness. Then I gave out some misinformation.
Well, so did we. People were putting that out. That happens when something like this develops.
Yeah, I feel bad now because I...
Hey, really... nobody's perfect, brother. At least we try to tell the truth here.
Right.
The globalists try to twist.
Yeah, but now here's the other thing. I called another program yesterday on GCN because I had visited your website and picked up on some information that I wasn't hearing over some of the other broadcasts.
Okay.
And I mentioned that... that you have reported on your website that Israel, the embassy there in London, and Netanyahu had been warned ahead of time.
Yes, that's admitted.
But now you're saying that AP went and retracted the story.
Thanks for the call, Rodney. I'll comment on it on the other side. They didn't really retract it. And that That report is real and documented. We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. We've got Jack Ballot up with us for his own broadcast that comes on right after this one ends at 2 o'clock Central. For the next 30 minutes, we have an expert on South Africa, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, all of it, and how we're talking back in the 50s. They had anti-terror laws, and of course it was the government and others behind the terror to bring in control, coming up the third hour, and we'll, of course, we'll continue to cover and recap what happened in London. Before we go any further, to stay focused on real issues of significance, don't forget, the British government's been caught carrying out terror attacks as a pretext for control. The Russian government's been caught. The Israeli government, I mean publicly admitted, not debatable. The U.S. government's been caught doing it. Hitler was caught doing it. They do it over and over again. Machiavelli in The Prince talked about it 500 years ago. This is their favorite tactic. And here is George Galloway, about a month ago on my broadcast, senior member in the British Parliament, right at the end of the broadcast, we're talking about the invasion of Israel, Israel invading Iran, and or the U.S. doing it, and he was saying, well, they don't have the political capital to do it. And I said, what if our government, the military-industrial complex, carries out an attack? And he said, yes, that is a very real threat. That's exactly what these monkeys do. See, I mean, this is just common sense, folks. Not just the motive, not just the evidence. So roll that, and we're going to Jack, and then back to your calls.
Undoubtedly, they planned to go into Iran and Syria, for that matter. but I don't believe that the public opinion in your country or mine would follow them there.
But Israel doesn't care about public opinion. They're saying they'll go ahead and may attack Iran.
Well, there's an opinion poll yesterday in the British press which showed fully 86% of the British people would oppose an attack on Iran. So if George Bush does decide to do that, on this one he'll have to count us out.
What if Israel drags us in?
Well, that's a possibility. Israel might strike Iran. And undoubtedly they're trying to stab Syria in the back rather than in the front. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war, Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes, but people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
all right,
then they may well decide to start
yet
another war.
We got 30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out on a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr. Galloway.
We need a vigilant citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, let's go to Jack Blood. Of course, he's got the website jackblood.com and net. Jack, give us your analysis in a nutshell of the attacks in London, specifically what the evidence of what happened there, and maybe you want to start with answering Rodney's question about these reports of Netanyahu. By the way, those are confirmed, folks, and then they're trying to manipulate the data, but still it shows prior knowledge and a warning, and then give us what you think this might be a distraction for.
Well, first, I want to say it's an honor to be on your program, Alex, and I want to welcome all fellow Londoners. You know, we're all Londoners now, Alex. That's part of the spin and the rhetoric coming out now, signs all over the world. We're all Londoners. I guess we've been saying that for years, at least financially.
But when a smart bomb goes wrong and kills 75 people in mud huts, it's no big deal. Are we in Fallujah?
This is, it's actually, first of all, this is very, very serious because we do have the globalists backed into a corner, and this is just one of the little trial balloons that are going up to see if they can still get away with this type of thing. But hearing the spin masters trying to find a motive for Al-Qaeda involved with this London bombing is actually pretty hysterical, Alex. I mean, they are really, really reaching, and I have to tell you that if I report something on my radio show or you report something on your radio show that was based off of a message board on the internet, and I had, say, I've had Gerald Posner on my program, and if I tried to use that type of source or information with him, he'd laugh me right off the air, Alex.
Yeah, he's the weak debunker of stuff like Kennedy.
You know what he said? I saw him last night on Keith Olbermann, and the first sentence out of his mouth is, "This will be a reminder to all those who don't support the war on terror." Yeah, that's really what this is all about.
See, we told you so. You better do what we say now.
Well, and it's the exact, I think that's exactly what they meant this to be, is a quote, reminder to those of us who aren't behind this international and never-ending war on terror.
I'll tell you, Jack, Netanyahu, it came out on Israeli government radio, army radio, that he'd been given a warning. It's been in major Israeli papers, and now, the first they retracted, but then even the retraction has one of their ministers going, "No, we did get the warning right beforehand. I got the warning, not Netanyahu, and then we gave it to him." Well, that's not a retraction at all. That is incredible mental gymnastics. And then now it's admitted that he did get the warning beforehand, and then for an hour and a half they were saying it was electrical transformers exploding when the police knew instantly it was bombings with a bus splattered all over the place.
They could have warned all the people going to the London Underground as they knew about at least an hour before time.
That's it. You know, that's a good reason why they didn't want to warn people and have it come out. Everything's fine. Keep going into the London Underground.
Let me touch
on
this.
Also, if these are real terrorists, Jack, why haven't they taken credit? Oh, we've got a message board.
Yeah, and of course that is put out as real news, as a real fact throughout the internet.
But then they quietly come out though and retract it hours later and say, okay, it wasn't credible, but still it's all over neocon websites. It's real. Sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, you mentioned prior knowledge, and, of course, this is one of the components. We were actually reporting the 311 bombing in Madrid before Madrid. As you know, my former webmaster, still the webmaster of Jackblood.net, Super Mario Andrade, reads in many languages. He was reading the Spanish newspapers to find out about ETA and saw that there was a massing of police and thought, well, hey, this doesn't look right. Something's wrong. And again, prior knowledge. So, look, this is what we have the pundits, the screaming heads like Sean Insanity, Sean Vanity, talking about, are comparing these events, comparing London and New York to Madrid to establish some type of continuity to blame Al-Qaeda for this event. Well, look, yeah, I agree with these people. The same people that did New York and the same people that did Madrid are the same people that did London. And another component of this is, of course, prior knowledge.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's a smokescreen on a larger level for their entire agenda across the planet.
Yeah.
The Imperials' agenda, the Anglo-American establishment's agenda, was stalling on every front, Jack. And I don't think this is going to give them the boost they need to keep it rolling.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the images plastered all over the print media, all over the televised media of Maine citizens mixed with militarized police, with German shepherds and M16s guarding both the train stations in New York.
You know, that's a good point you just brought up. German shepherds.
They love
German
it. They're
shepherds,
begging for it.
German shepherds menacing small children with a guy with a frown on his face, with a machine gun on the bus and the train, but the borders are wide open. It's a and 3 days ago, Jack, New York Times, Washington Post, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. We're going to have troops on the streets. We're going to have FBI searching you at the shopping mall.
We saw that in New York, of course, when we were up there for the conventions. Look, people, and then there are the interviews along with all these images and all this rhetoric.
By the way,
people feel better having protection, Alex. That's, of course, what we pay for.
Well,
we're paying tributes. We're giving protection money to the New World Order Mafia. This was some message to us that we, making us an offer that we can't refuse.
Well, I agree with you, and then they're also on the news going, we're sorry we can't search all of you in America. We know you want to be searched, all of you in London. We're going to try to search all of you. We're going to try to check all your papers. Meanwhile, they're introducing the ID card for the seventh time. The Brits are threatening to riot. I mean, mainstream middle-class people, folks are want out of Iraq. They're demanding to get out of Iraq here domestically and in England. It's just so transparent, Jack. Meanwhile, Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down mainstream news, but we got to have German shepherds and M16s pointed at us.
Well, look, another part of the spin and the rhetoric, and this is what Chris Matthews was saying last night, history proves that in a case of a civil emergency, the people get behind their leaders domestically.
Yeah, they're
course,
telling us the people get behind their leaders. That's
of course,
they do,
if they don't, they'll be vilified as being soft on terror or possibly one of the evildoers.
Well, look, I remember Michael Savage 2 years ago going, you just wait till there's another attack and then all of you are going to see because it's going to be your fault. We're going to blame you for it. And see, now we need
Patriot Act 2 to be fully expanded. Now we need CAFTA, the North American Security Perimeter. Now we need a guy tough on terrorists like Alberto in the Supreme Court. Now we need all of this.
You know, here's another good point, is that if you look at, if you compare America to the United Kingdom right now, to Britain, you'll see the exact same things going on, the exact same anti-terror legislation. By the way, I got a note from Joan Vian, who's covering the G8 up in Scotland. As we speak, they're signing some anti-terror declaration. But the point is this. We've got liberal leaders, of course, the Labour Party, headed up by Blair in England. We've got the quote-unquote phony conservatives here in the United States, yet we have the exact same things happening. The exact same legislation and the exact same conditioning of the people.
The exact same cameras and microphones, all of it. Listen to this.
They're disproving the phony left-right paradigm.
And, you know, this is supposedly a G8. They got like 20 people in this picture with Blair, you know, right in the middle, letting us know where the power comes
from.
Did
you notice Bush standing to one side and Chirac standing to the other? I mean, that pretty much shows you where the Illuminati power structure lives, Britain, France, and America.
Absolutely, and it's a pyramidal structure if you look at this photo, everybody's standing. But here it is, G8 leaders vow victory against terrorism. World leaders rallied behind President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair on Thursday in resolving to defeat terrorists after a series of deadly subway and bus attacks. And they promised on Friday, which they are now doing, to sign a unanimous declaration to vow to rout out and defeat terrorism. But, of course, it's this Goldstein, foggy creature who can never be defeated.
The eternal boogeyman, the eternal enemy. I want to go back to Sean Vanity. I couldn't believe my ears last night as, of course, you know, here's the usual connections. The London bombing, we've got a message on a message board that it was some unknown group no one's ever heard of from Al-Qaeda before.
It's the secret Al-Qaeda of Europe.
Instantly, even if that was true, instantly they're making the connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda and these bombings. We've got to get behind the war in Iraq. But this is something that Hannity said that just my jaw dropped, though I should have expected it. Hannity takes this particular news story, the London bombings, and starts making the case of why we need to start torturing people, why torture is good.
Well, right after 9/11 Bush and everybody promoted torture, Rumsfeld, then we see the images and they go, oh, we didn't do that. And then they burn patsies who were ordered to do it when we have Alberto Gonzalez's own memo saying they can torture people to death. And then exactly, they're right back promoting torture.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so sick. Meanwhile, endless videos of charging old Al-Qaeda training videos when our government actually paid for those training camps. You know, they did it. See? Here's images of them training 4 years ago. They're going to get you any minute.
Yeah, and then you've got the MSNBC news babe saying that not only do we need national ID cards in England, but we need them here. And, of course, this brings up to light.
Meanwhile, Jeff, they've already passed them, but now they've got to convince us why we need to accept them.
This also kind of brings up a point, is why target the London subways, because targeting transportation is going to make it easier to have some type of an internal passport traveling pass.
Well, that's exactly what Ron Paul said on this broadcast. That's what's in the Real ID Act that they passed. And again, folks, every place they attack, anywhere in the world, then they put troops and militarized police in those areas. And again, I'll say it again, it's a complete fraud. The Border Patrol is smaller than 4 years ago. And this whole thing is a complete, total joke.
Now, you think, Alex, that there's been a big problem trying to get people to go into the military now? We know recruitment numbers are way, way down. You think this is going to get them back up to their bar?
Jack, what you first said when you came on is what I've been saying all day. This is a trial balloon. This 40 people dead, and they're saying 37 or 42. We don't know. It's still almost 2 days later. They're... So you know, right now, I'm here to tell you, folks, this is very small. This is a trial balloon for something much, much larger in Europe or in the United States.
Well, and unfortunately, as we're in this hail of rapid-fire info bullets coming at us, we, of course, need to keep our heads and remember what is important, some of the things we're working on. We have to stay the course. We've got CAFTA. We've got the Patriot Act being renewed in Congress as we speak. We've got another vacancy in the Supreme Court now with Rehnquist reportedly stepping down. They're going to double-team us and put up Gonzalez, and I don't know if they can find anybody worse than him, but I'm sure they'll make a good effort. So, the course is really what we need to remember.
They could be using Gonzalez as a foil to bring in some lesser-known demon. Will be anti-gun pro-abortion.
Well, I didn't think they'd ever find anybody worse than Ashcroft, but of course they did.
Absolutely. You know, Jack, other things is CAFTA. It's set to pass the House, set to be on Bush's desk in the next few weeks, and it's going to be one-sided. Latin America isn't even going to sign on, but we'll still let all their goods pour in and merge our databases with them.
Well, and it did pass the Senate, which didn't surprise me, but it was a pretty slim margin. It was 55 to 45, so there were 45 people that had voted against.
And now, Jack, we're not talking anymore about Karl Rove in the grand jury. He could be indicted. We're not talking about the land grabbing by the Supreme Court. We're not talking about New Freedom. We're not talking about any of that. Nice little operation here. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Ron. And we got to go quick with these calls. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex. Obviously, you must have been watching Fox News because the propaganda there is coming out hot and fast about how we need to expand the Patriot Act, give up more freedom, and have 9 million cameras inserted up our noses. Oddly enough, in England, in London in particular, there probably are about 9 million cameras, and I want to make you a gentleman's wager. I bet you, in fact, that they will never retrieve an image of the guilty parties that planted or exploded those bombs.
Well, it'll take them a few weeks to cut it out and make false videos.
I don't think they will. I honestly think they probably won't. And yesterday, I like to say something. Yesterday you said they'll get a patsy. You know what? I think they're going to change their approach. Because patsies can sometimes have unintended problematic consequences, what they'll do, and they could do this too because many people are foolish enough, they will make strong inferences and innuendos that it's a particular group. and that will be satisfactory enough without the complication of a patsy with...
And then just set the precedent to have these... well, they've never had one single conviction of anybody that they arrested, Zacharias Michel, and he's saying, I'm a patsy. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's take another call. Let's talk to William in Pennsylvania. William, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you do a Google search on the Internet and type in Skull and Bones, that the first item that comes up is George Bush. They'll talk about how George Bush was a member of the Skull and Bones.
Yes,
it's just a harmless drinking club, William.
I've made two films about it, one called Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and the other called Martial Law.
Okay, also if you do a search on the Grand Lodge in Freemasonry, you can get some useful information. Skull and Bones, you got the Truly Society.
Sir, we have massive sections on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh, yes, very informative. Yes, sir.
Oh, good. So you knew. You were just telling me that Bush was part of Skull and Bones.
I don't have access to the Internet, so I usually go to the library to look up this stuff. So.
Well, I'm glad you're involved, sir. Any other comments?
No, sir. The last videotape I got of yours was 911, Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. You make the broadcast possible.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And folks should get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, not just Martial Law. These are both my best works. You need to have them, PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com to order online. We'll be back with Jack Blood. I want to keep Jack a little bit into the next hour or two if he can do that. We've got a guest expert on Africa coming on as well. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here. By the way, we have a very timely guest coming on Monday. David Icke, 2 hours. talk about the G8, and this was set up a week ago. And he, of course, lives in England, a very interesting fellow. I don't agree with all of his views, but it's always interesting with David Icke. You want him, you've got him. 2 hours on Monday. We'll be talking about this issue, of course. Loaded phone lines perpetually throughout the broadcast. I want to go to some more of those calls. But, Jack, the points that some of the last callers were bringing up, predominantly talking about Ron in New York, I mean, they really are just pouring on the propaganda. And Bush and Blair look like a cat who's been caught eating the canary, you know, with the proverbial feathers sticking out of their mouth. They look so, I mean, not just the evidence, the motive, they look so guilty, your gut. I mean, they are just criminals. Go ahead.
Glee, when he was forced to face reporters yesterday. You know, it reminded me when he was about to announce the Iraq war. He was on TV, and, you know, the pool cameras were catching him before he actually went on the air. And he was laughing hysterically. He had a case of the giggles before he's about to announce shock and awe, which, by the way, there is a shock and awe prophecy, which ties right into that. Same thing when he was asked a question at a press conference about 2 weeks ago. This was aired on The Daily Show, a pretty funny clip of this, when he's asked about all the deaths in Iraq. He's laughing hysterically, Alex. I mean, this is something, this is a guy that used to torture small animals when he was a little kid. He is a serious psychopath, and though he doesn't plan these things, he's pretty low down the food chain, less than middle management, I would say. But he loves this kind of stuff. He loves seeing people die, and I don't think I'm going too far off the branch to really say that. You know what it reminds me, the reaction to this reminds me of a story that just came in from Yahoo. 450 sheep jumped to their deaths in Turkey. The first one jumped to its death, and then the stunned Turkish sheep shepherds just watched as 450 others just followed it right over the cliff.
Yep, that's how a lot of people are behaving. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Alex in North Carolina. Alex, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about a couple of local things. First, the New Freedom Initiative. I have children. One is in school. And I wrote to the school principal and also the school board. I wrote them polite letters that weren't accusatory. I just asked them if they knew about it. And if they hadn't, I would be happy to give them either a printed copy or, you know, direct them to where they could get it. And if they had any information on what their policy was toward it, you know, to let me know. And in all cases, they simply just ignore me, you know, like I don't exist. I did get an answer from my state representative, and, you know, he said he hadn't heard about it and would look into it.
Yeah, it's a federal law passed for forced psychological testing and forced drugging. They're trying to get it passed at the state level. They have in Illinois. We narrowly defeated it in Texas. And then, yeah, you go, hey, we don't want national ID cards, and the Congress will go, what national ID cards, even though they just passed it? Or, you know, we're against globalization. What globalization? You know, it doesn't exist. This is a tactic. Jack, comments.
Well, first of all, in every state, and as you said, it was up for debate in Illinois. I didn't see much outrage over there, unfortunately. But, you know, the reason we are able to fend these people off here in Texas is because we have people reading every little piece of legislation coming out. We have spokespeople who can professionally deal with the legislators and even the governor.
Yeah,
and then we've got people all over the country calling in to harass these people and put their hooves to the fire.
Put their hooves to the fire is right. No, I mean, it was a listener who was scanning legislation 3 or 4 months ago and found the thing, the bill to put transponders in 2006 in all inspection stickers to start taxing us as we drive down the road. It almost passed. We barely defeated it. It was a serious bill. The toll readers have already been put up 5 years ago. So folks, I mean, it's that close. We need you to go out and research. We can't do it all.
Yeah, I think Austin is really a model for people to follow, I'm proud to say, Alex, and we've just recently defeated the checkpoints here with Texans against checkpoints. I mean, we're really on a roll down here, and I don't want to forget the momentum that we have now because of these London bombings.
Well, all the great patriots are moving to Austin, and we are probably the capital of the fight against the New World Order. Even national TV has said that. That's why I think we're a prime target for the globalists, unfortunately, to launch an attack here. All right, I said it. We'll be back with the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.